to the Sussex County Emergency Operations Center. And basically, we have bid out the furniture that would be made use of by the various call takers. We have 22 call taker positions that would have special consoles. And I've given you a copy, if you look behind the actual bid results, I've given you some drawings that kind of show the configuration of the call taker positions and associated consoles. Also, there is a 16-person station, basically workstations that would be made use of by the various state agencies and emergency response workers during a hurricane or a snow event or whenever they would have to convene at the EOC. Also, there would be a large conference room table be placed in the basically the ready call area. All this furniture is beyond what you would normally see in an office building. I should mention Joe Thomas is here. There he is. Hey, Joe. The call taker positions, for example, are used, all that furniture is used 24/7. It's 365 days a year. You can see that, you know, a strict requirement to provide data cabling, R56 grounding, direct electrical supply. It's significant ergonomics are provided for the console. So it's not your normal desk setup that we're talking about here. We received 5 separate bids from various companies skilled in the area providing this type of furniture. The low bidder is SMC of New York. Their low bid is $259,000. And if you ask me, did we have an engineer's estimate, this is sort of specialty equipment. I anticipated a price somewhere between $200,000 and $300,000. I should also mention that this is within the project budget, the amount of money that we allocated for procuring this type of equipment.
Didn't the first one you reject anyway?
The first one was put together by L.R. Kimball. The engineering department wasn't involved in that solicitation. They received a number of bids back, but the bids were not to form. Some of the bids didn't have bid bonds attached. They didn't provide performance bonds, which were required in the bid. Also, they provided various schedules. There was no straight across the board uniform bid being provided by the vendors for that first bid, and they were rejected. I don't know if Mr. Griffin has any comments on that process, but Jim was involved in the review of the bids. We got together, we worked with the emergency operations staff and put together a more uniform bid process where everybody was bidding on the same thing. If you notice, we did reject one bid from Watson Dispatch, and they basically made the same mistakes that they did the first go-round as far as providing an irregular bid for us to evaluate. However, the other 4 bidders put together comprehensive bids, and we would recommend the bid be awarded to SMC.
Mike, yes. Just one question. I mean, did anybody check the differences in quality or anything? I mean, is there any basic specs that you...
Yeah, we had a significant contract specification that
so
you
they
know,
were all bidding on it, the same
the
basically
same thing,
quality
yeah.
and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. One of the other things that they are going to be required to install the furniture based upon the way that the EOC is constructed. You know, we have a subfloor and all the electrical lines have been run up through the floor as well as the data cables. So they had to lay out the furniture to match how the EOC was constructed. So I think we're well organized this time. And I have a motion that I can read. Oh, I should mention one other thing. We just opened up these bids on Friday, and as I wasn't here, I haven't had a chance to really check out SMC's, all their references, and I would pass this motion contingent upon my verification of the references. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Emergency Operations Center project number 07-02, Communications Center Furniture be awarded to Systems Manufacturing Corporation of Conklin, New York at a cost of $259,368, contingent upon the county engineer's review of the vendor's references.
Was this one question, Mike?
Yeah.
Are you in a hurry to get this done? I mean, would it be better to check them out and come back? Would that be a cleaner vote than?
Well, since I was put on the agenda in my absence, I thought I would make the award tonight. And we would like to move forward because as we near substantial completion of the EOC, probably the longest lead time for work items that need to be performed to allow Mr. Thomas to occupy the facility is ordering this furniture. I could come back next week based upon the references. I suspect they're going to check out. As far as the way that the two gentlemen who submitted the bid, they performed very professionally as far as going through the bidding process. Their bid submittal was comprehensive and complete. We were reasonably impressed with their package. But I do want to go through the process of calling the references and hearing from people who actually they've provided the furniture for.
Would you consider a slight amendment to the motion where it says contingent upon your review of the references to state review and approval of the references so that if you don't approve them, it doesn't?
Okay. Whatever you recommend.
Make a motion we approve the motion, he said, contingent on his review of the contracts and specifications.
Second. I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, second, Mr. Phillips, to approve the motion for the contract to SMC for the furniture at the new EOC. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Thank you.
Okay. My next item is in reference to a proposed temporary wastewater agreement with Artesian Wastewater Company, and I've provided a map of the West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District, or at least the upper northwest corner of the West Rehoboth Sewer District. And if you look at the map, you can see the area. It's around adjacent to the Red Mill Pond, subdivisions in the area that are served by the West Rehoboth Sewer District are the Overbrook Shores development. And right directly across County Road 88 is the Windstone development, and Artesian Wastewater Incorporated has the CPCN to serve the Windstone development. However, in the process of us putting together our Angola Sewer District, I'd spoken to several of the private wastewater providers, specifically Tidewater, Artesian, and West Bay Park, all having private wastewater treatment plants nearby the woods on Herring Creek. And I'd spoken to them about providing temporary service to the woods on Herring Creek failing system until the county system was designed and constructed. They all are willing participants in that process, and we'll be requesting formal proposals from them. However, after having those discussions, Artesian came back to me and said, well, if it's good for Sussex County to seek temporary wastewater treatment, Artesian might be interested in the same thing. I should mention Rodney Wyatt is here representing Artesian tonight, and I just want to point out a couple tenets of the proposed agreement. I should mention Windstone is an approved development. It's approved for 360 units. And the way that the agreement is structured, as homes are connected to the Windstone Development Collection System, which will be operated and maintained by Artesian, Sussex County would be notified of the connections being made. At that time, we would begin a process of billing Artesian, not the individual homeowners, for the West Rehoboth transmission front footage, as well as the West Rehoboth service charge. This agreement would be in place for up to 5 years, or when Artesian has its wastewater treatment plant online. Also, there is a cap of a maximum of 100 homes that could be connected to the system, although given the five-year time period and also Artesian progress on building a new wastewater treatment plant, I think it's unlikely we'll see that amount of connections. Nonetheless, it would provide a stream of finance for the West Rehoboth Sewer District, and if 100 homes connected, we would see a revenues of about $40,000 per year. It's sort of an unusual arrangement, but I do think it's something that's viable and could be done.
Do you like the idea?
I like the idea?
What was the fallout going to be in the future?
Mr. Cole, comments or questions?
Go
ahead.
Do you like the idea?
Well, it seemed very straightforward. I have to admit, when it was first proposed to me, it seemed a relatively minor event. Since then, I think there are some complications that result, none of which that cannot be overcome. Being as we are going into being in the same place very shortly, looking for a temporary connection for the woods on Herring Creek, yeah, I do think it's viable.
You don't see a negative presence or fallout for the future?
Not for this particular one, yeah. And obviously, it's like everything else. We'll do it on a trial basis. If we determine that it's not good business, the next time we come in, we'll probably recommend not to move forward with this type of arrangement. But being as the development is directly adjacent to the West Rehoboth Sewer District, I do believe it's viable.
Mr. Phillips, comments, questions?
Yes, sir.
Windstone, that's not in the sewer district, is it?
No, it's outside the sewer district, and it's also outside the environmentally sensitive developing district.
Well, so, the 88 divides it, correct?
That's correct.
And Tidewater's got water going by it. You got a fire hydrant that's right in front of it.
They may have water, I'm not sure, but this was sewer by Artesian.
Again, we have sewer going down for Vincent's
that's
Pass
correct.
And back down 261,
right? And the way it's funny, the way that the original land use plan was drawn, this particular section of County Road 88 did not have the 600-foot buffer provided. In other words, the environmentally sensitive developing district is bounded by the road, whereas everywhere else, the environmentally sensitive developing district extends 600 feet. And that, in that case, we would have served this development.
But there's no homes built there now, is there?
I'm not aware of any homes.
There's no homes there, and it's not in the district.
They're doing site work.
Yeah, but I think we've never done it before. I think we're opening up I think we're going to have a flood of people coming and want to do the same thing. And if they're not in the district, I don't know how you can tell them, yeah, we'll do it.
Well, I think that the temporary basis of this situation makes it a little bit different, but I understand the council's point of view also.
What's time frame?
5 years.
Maximum 5 years, or when the Artesian wastewater treatment plant is constructed, and I don't know if Mr. Wyatt could comment when that facility would be up and running.
Good evening. My name is Rodney Wyatt. The facility that's going to serve this project is the Island Farm facility. You may recall, I think a week or so ago, we obtained a conditional use for that facility. We expect that facility to be up in the next about 15 to 18 months.
Okay. Any other questions, comments?
I wouldn't mind a week to think about it, but I mean, it's just dropped on me today. I haven't been able to figure out all the angles, the good angles and the bad angles. I just haven't figured out any angles.
Disagree, Mr. President.
But
I don't disagree.
You don't disagree to what?
Mr. Cole's thoughts.
Going to wait a week.
Wait a week?
Not a problem.
In motion.
If there's any kind of documents or any kind of agreements you can maybe share with us, then we could give us something to look into. I don't know how I don't know how I'm gonna get any more educated from now till next Tuesday. That's what I is there a way that I can get any?
I can provide you all the data about the development and written structure of the agreement. I can give you a copy of the proposed agreement.
Maybe something like that would be helpful.
I will do so tomorrow.
The difference I see with this and Woods on Herring Creek, Woods on Herring Creek's in the district. And there are homes that are built there that are on failing systems.
Right.
Where this is no
this
homes
is new
there.
Development versus existing development.
And not in the sewer district.
Well, it's existing development with a problem, right you just said, Dale, we're looking at.
Woods on Herring Creek
Woods
is.
On Herring Creek is right. Existing with a problem.
Right.
Where this is not existing and doesn't have any problems.
Exactly.
It's outside.
Right, I need a motion one way or the other. Excuse me. Where you go, Rodney?
Yeah, can I just make a couple of comments about why, you know, we had made this request? Maybe it would give the council a little bit more insight. Okay, number one, the reason why we made the request is because we, you know, definitely want to build a regional system. And, you know, we are a utility, as Sussex County Engineer's Office is a utility. And as these projects are planned out, I think there's going to be times where you're going to be in the planning part of doing something and somebody wants service. And we're willing to provide temporary service to that facility. The reason why we request it for this particular facility is because we don't want to build multiple facilities. We want to build a regional facility, which we're in the process of doing, and not get too technical about the way a treatment plant works. Until such time as you have a good source of wastewater, the microorganisms don't work properly. So until we get to that point and get the treatment plant running at its level, it's really not producing the wastewater to the levels that you want it to produce. And with this temporary service, it will give us that opportunity to get, you know, people connected so that when they're sent to our plant, we have the volume of wastewater that we need to properly run the facility. If that doesn't happen, what happens is, you know, we have a waste hauler who's going up and down the roads, pumping out a temporary holding tank and still taking it to Mike's treatment plant. So what this does is it eliminates that, you know, wastewater hauling across the county, which is, you know, a big problem, and, you know, much more of a, you know, costly situation versus the cost-effective solution that we have here.
I understand completely, Rodney, but it's not in the district, you know, as far as I look at it. I need a motion, gentlemen. What do you want to do?
Well, we did.
Wait.
You didn't make a motion.
Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry. I thought I did. I'll make the motion. We defer.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Rogers to defer 1 week.
Well, I get. I mean, there's a time of the essence here. Maybe 2 weeks. Is it, you could get the information to us.
We'll be off 2 weeks. Then we'll be off. We're off 2 weeks.
Well, again, is there a problem with all this, Rodney? I mean, is there any big haste that 3 weeks would be a problem? Nobody does anything in August.
Just set a date.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he's going to wants to give us some. And
I'll put together a package and distribute it by the end of the week.
We'll just defer and we'll put it back on in 3 weeks or whatever, next, what is the first council meeting of September?
September 11th.
That'd be fine.
That's a night meeting, is it?
Yes, 911 observance night, too.
Right. Yeah, okay. I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second Mr. Rogers, to defer until September the 11th. Any questions? Being none, Mr. Cole,
yes.
Mr. Phillips,
yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Thank you.
Mrs. Webb.
Thank you. There's a few grants tonight.
Quite a few.
Sussex Central Soccer Boosters.
$1,000 from Jones.
Huh?
Yeah, we used
Well, that's not quite how it went. Typically, $300, $100 from Mr. Cole, Mr. Jones, and Mr. Phillips.
So moved.
For the prior year program.
Second.
How much was that a piece?
$100 a piece.
Councilmatic.
I have a motion by Mr. Rogers, second Mr.
Cole,
Phillips,
Jones,
to give $100
from
Jones, Phillips, and Rogers, Councilmatic, to the Sussex Central Boosters. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
No.
Tomorrow.
Mr. Cole Jones and Mr. Phillips, not Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Cole?
Yeah.
Mr. Cole, Mr. Jones, and Mr. Phillips.
Okay, excuse me. I was trying to spend your money, Lynn. Okay, we'll correct that to Mr. Cole, Phillips, and Jones. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
The Greater Georgetown Chamber of Commerce?
$1,000 from Mr. Jones.
Second.
No.
No.
Sorry. For their summer festival, $500, 100 each is what you did last year.
But no, this is number three is what you're doing?
Yeah, that's what, well, I'm sorry. That's what we've done before with other type of grants. This is a commercial needs study.
500 for Mr. Jones.
Where are you on? You on number three? Mine says it's for a commercial needs study of Georgetown zip code.
Right, you're right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That was the last grant we gave them was for their summer festival.
Well, it has nothing to do with this.
So what are they asking for here?
How much you want for from Jones?
I don't know, she's like speaking for Mr. Jones. I don't know if she's got some kind of inside.
Let the council do its
job. $8,000.
You're just a bureaucrat. So sit here and give us him. You're not supposed to be nullifying votes.
What do you want to give from Jones? 500?
500 for Mr. Jones.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Cole.
Community reinvestment? Yes.
No, it's his Councilmatic.
Councilmatic.
To give 500 for Mr. Jones, Councilmatic, to Georgetown Chamber. For studying zip code. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
City of Rehoboth Beach, bandstand performance.
$1,000 for Mr. Jones.
Yeah, he lives there, right? He lives in Rehoboth.
Mr. Cole.
From Mr. Cole and Mr. Jones, because he lives in Rehoboth, we would like to give $500, $250 each.
I have a motion, Mr.
Give me a reinvestment or what?
No, just Councilmatic grant.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by.
Come on now, we both live there.
I'll second it, yeah.
Harry, thank you.
Mr. Rogers, to give $250 for Mr. Cole and Jones, Councilmatic, to the City of Hill with band performance. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Hey.
Yes, motion is carried.
I got Mr. Jones on the line. Do you want to get his opinion on all this?
It's too late.
I'll call you back.
Indian River Volunteer Fire Company. Basket bingo.
Yeah, I think that's, I'll give him.
That's you.
Yeah, what do they got? They have different.
$75.
$75. Holy cow.
That's what's last
yes.
year.
How much, Mr. Cole?
$75 if you buy, we buy some kind of basket or something.
$75 to buy a basket to the Millsboro Hut.
No.
Indian River Fire Company,
I'm sorry, for basket bingo. Too many of these things. Seconded by Mr. Phillips. $75, Mr. Cole's Councilmatic to Indian River Fire Company. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Millsboro Hut, $5,000 for my community improvement.
Second.
A motion, Mr. Phillips, to give $5,000 from his community improvement to the Millsboro Hut Incorporated building renovations. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried.
So they went last time.
Colonel David Hall, Chapter of the National Society of the Daughters of the American Revolution.
That's in Lewis, correct? What was it last time?
Lewis. The last time they got a community investment grant was $2,500 in 04.
Okay, but what was the letter for this time?
Excuse me?
There was a letter with it.
They're asking for help with their building, which is going to approximately cost $5,200. They're just telling you what the estimate cost is and asking for help.
It's $2,500 again.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers.
Community reinvestment.
Seconded by
Second.
Mr. Phillips to give $2,500 for his community reinvestment to the David Hall Chapter of National Society of Daughters American Revolution. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Mr. Rogers?
Town of Milton.
What was that for? How much?
Well, they have an exact amount of what these rentals will cost them for the season, and that's what we usually do, the exact amount, because we'll get billed that. $478.50.
The Councilmatic, is that what that is?
Councilmatic.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to give $478.50 to the town of Milton porta potties for the summer. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Milford Community Ban for ongoing expenses.
Is that yours, Mr. Jones?
That's Mr. Rogers and Mr. Jones have donated 100 each before.
Okay, make that motion.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by Mr. Phillips to give 100 from Rogers and Jones, Councilmatic, the Milford Community Ban. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Lewis Canal Front Park.
That'd be community reinvestment, and I might have to give that again a second time, but was it 5,000 last time?
Yes, that's what it was last time, and in October 06.
Right, I'm going to do that again.
Five.
I have motion, Mr.
Reinvestment.
Rogers, seconded by
second.
Mr. Phillips, to give 5,000 from his community reinvestment to the Lewis Canal Park. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Milton Cat Snippers.
I got the letter right here someplace.
I have it if you need it.
The amount?
$10,000.
Well, as much as you can give, 3,000 would help, but last time we did 500.
Let's go 1,000. Community reinvestment.
Community reinvestment? Investment.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by
second.
Mr. Phillips, to give 1,000 to the Milton Cat Snippers. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
The Allendale Community Civic Improvement Association for their awards banquet.
In the past, we've given, was it
250?
250.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who
Automatic?
Did?
Yes.
$250 to the Allendale Civic Association Awards Banquet Administrative Costs.
Where's it coming from?
Councilmatic.
Yours?
Yes.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by
second.
Mr. Phillips, to give 250 to the Allendale Community Civic Association. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Woodbridge High School for their football program. Last year we did 100 councilmatic from Mr. Jones.
So moved.
Second. Grant Vange, want that?
I have a motion by Mr. Phillips, second Mr. Rogers, to give 100 to the Woodbridge High School football program. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Bridgeville Apple Scrapple. Now, I know Mr. Jones just gave them a community improvement a couple weeks ago. But last year he just gave them $200 for their festival expenses and from Councilmatic. So you might want to
these prices.
I know you just gave him a big chunk if you want to wait.
All right, let's defer on that one. If he wants it back, I'll put it on next week.
Town of Bridgeville charity open golf tournament. They've never had one for this particular purpose, but they've gotten other past grants.
I'll wait the next week for Mr. Jones.
Yes. Moving on.
Let's defer on that one.
Yeah, who are these
number
guys?
16.
International Association of Approved Basketball Officials. No past grants.
Where are they
for a golf tournament?
They're the tournaments at Sussex Pines in Georgetown.
Fundraiser.
It's a fundraiser. It's the third annual. It's $90.
That's Mr. Jones, I believe. Let's wait on that.
Let's defer on that one until next week. Mr. Jones is here. Number 17.
This has got to be one for Phillips.
Gumboro Mud Bog.
Yeah, he's in a mud bog.
No past grants.
He put it on.
They're doing a charitable event for the American Cancer Society, and all the money raised will go to the American Cancer Society.
We'll give some money there, event.
I'll put some in.
$250, Mr. Dukes. $250, Mr. Phillips.
Second. I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, seconded by Mr. Rogers, to give $250 from Phillips and Dukes Councilmatic to the Gumboro Mud Bog.
$1,000 for Mr. Jones.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Oh, thank you.
Proposed ordinances, Mr. Griffin.
I think we have one or two. Let me look. We have one. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a retail farmer's market with a small petting zoo to be located on a certain parcel in Northwest 400 containing 1 acre of land, T.S. Smith and Sons Farm, CU 1762.
I'll introduce. Additional business. Being none, Mr. Lang.
I get Mall House 20 minutes.
Want me to run through the rules of procedure?
I'm sorry. I thought everybody knew the rules.
Well,
Mr. Schrader might not.
Probably do, but Mr. Schrader has a short memory.
I need to refresh his mind. Mr. Griffin, will you tell us how the public hearings will be conducted and start the first one, please?
Okay.
First.
After the applications are announced, Mr. Lank will tell us what happened at the commission level. After that occurs, we'll call on the applicant or their representative for a presentation. After that's completed, we'll ask if there's anyone present who wishes to comment, question, object. If so, those people will be given a chance to speak. After that occurs, then the matter will be up for a decision before council as to whether it wishes to affirm, deny, or defer. Mr. Lang.
The first application we have this evening, gentlemen, is conditional use number 1756. It's the application of Artesian Water Company Incorporated to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a regional water utility facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 4,907 acre, more or less, lying northeast of Clamshell Lane, 60 feet northwest of Alligator Alley, within Heron Bay subdivision, being southwest of Road 286, also known as Hopkins Road. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application July 26th of 2007. The commissioners were provided with an exhibit booklet, which I've passed down to some of you to share, which referenced the application, the deed to the property, site plans, an office of drinking water approval, Denrick well permits, a well field allocation application, photographs, a system map, a listing of sites to be served, and proposed findings and conditions of approval. Brian Carball of Artesian Water Company Incorporated was present with Dennis Schrader, attorney, and gave testimony and presentations. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1756 for Artesian Water Company Incorporated based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, this project benefits the health, safety, and welfare of the residents in the area and will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. To Artesian Water Company Incorporated has been issued a certificate of public convenience and necessity to serve the area by the Public Service Commission. Three, this application is the expansion of a pre-existing approved use and will provide a water distribution system that will serve the existing and future communities of the applicant's certificated areas. And four, this approval is subject to the following conditions. One, there shall not be any elevated water towers constructed on the site. Two, landscaping shall be provided on site. Landscaping shall be shown on the final site plan. Three, all structures shall have a residential appearance. Four, all improvements for water distribution, including wells, treatment facilities, and storage facilities, shall be maintained in accordance with the requirements of the Delaware Department of Health or any other governmental agency with jurisdiction over the use of the site or any modification thereto. And five, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion and a second and carried with three votes to forward this application to council with the recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the condition stated. That motion carried 3-0. Mr. Wheatley was absent for the vote. As far as additional information, I did receive a memorandum from the Sussex Conservation District. Was received on August 7th of 2007 from Debbie Absher, district coordinator, advising us of the soil types that the applicants would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, and that it may not be necessary for any off-site or on-site drainage improvements. I also received today from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Planning and Permit Division, memorandum. It makes reference to the proposed use of the applicant, the location, et cetera. The site is within the North Coastal Planning Area. The only comments were that the county engineering department has no objection to the water utility facility proposed for the designated utility parcel in this project. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
Mr. Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Griffin. For the benefit of the record, my name is Dennis Schrader. I'm an attorney from Georgetown, and I'm representing the interests of Artesian Resources and conditional use application number 1756. I have with me this evening Brian Carball, who is a professional engineer with the Artesian folks. And if you'll permit me just one or two comments, this project is located in the Heron Bay subdivision and currently has a temporary facility associated with it. The purpose of this application is to create a regional water system that will serve an area that is identified. If you have a book with you in tab 8, you will see some of the certificated properties that are subject to the service by this proposed application. Later on this evening, we will be presenting an application for the Stonewater Creek subdivision and the regionalization of that water facility, and that will provide the southern anchor for the looping that will take place on these particular projects. I also would draw your attention to the exhibit tab number 7, and you'll see what the temporary facility looks like, and then followed by it a sketch plan of what the permanent facility will look like. This project at its current location was approved as a part of the Heron Bay subdivision, and as you all are aware, under the zoning ordinance of Sussex County, in order for Artesian to serve outside the subdivision, it must apply to the commission and council for a conditional use in order to become a regional facility. I have two other things. I'd like to have the record from the Planning and Zoning Commission and these books made a part of the record of these proceedings. And lastly, I would introduce Mr. Brian Carball to all of you, who is an engineer with Artesian. If you'll state your name for the record, please.
Brian Carball, Director of Engineering Design for Artesian Water Company, 664 Churchman's Road, Newark, Delaware.
And you are currently employed by Artesian?
Yes, I am.
And you were employed by Artesian during the design of this particular project for regionalization purposes, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
And you are a licensed professional engineer in the state of Delaware?
Yes, I am.
Can you describe briefly, for the benefit of the council, the site and surrounding areas where this project is located?
The proposed site is located centrally within the existing Heron Bay subdivision. Our existing facilities on that site consist of a temporary water plant with an emergency generator and a 5,000-gallon pressurized water tank. The proposed facilities will be a larger permanent water facility. There will be a 30,000-gallon below-grade clear well underneath the building that will replace the existing temporary treatment plant. The emergency generator and pressurized storage tank will remain.
And how will this particular project relate to the adjacent properties? Will it remain on the same lot where it is currently?
Yes, there is a lot set aside. It is essentially equivalent to a residential lot within the community. And the our goal is to make this look like a residential facility, so try to keep it blending into the community.
There was a condition in the approval by the Planning Commission that there be no elevated storage tank. Am I correct in understanding that the above ground 5,000-gallon tank that's shown in this photo is intended to remain for the operation of the regional facility?
Yes, that's an at-grade storage tank. There would be no elevated storage. Elevated storage is typically a 150, 165-foot tall structure, and we have no intention of putting something like that in the middle of the Heron Bay subdivision.
Will there be any chemicals stored on site in relationship to this project?
There will be some treatment chemicals stored at the facility. They're all stored inside the building. The primary chemical involved is sodium hypochlorite, which is used for disinfection to maintain the quality of the water supply. We also will use either lime or caustic for pH control, make sure the pH is in a good range, and we typically use a polyphosphate just to help tie up any iron so that there are no iron problems, although the water here is quite good quality.
Among other things, if this project were granted to you, will you be able to increase the water flow and water pressure at Heron Bay and within your service areas?
This will actually help us by interconnecting this with our other water facilities. It will help to maintain the reliability and pressure throughout our water supply areas. It provides redundancy. It provides backup supply. So it benefits the water system throughout.
Do you know what the gallons per minute will be for the increase on this?
This facility will have a capacity of 1,000 gallons per minute, which will provide a pretty significant water supply for the area.
And currently, what is the capacity?
The capacity right now is, I believe, 100 gallons per minute. It's just a temporary facility.
The photo that is located at tab 7 of the temporary site and of the proposed structure, at least in my opinion, are pretty stark. What are you going to do to make those look like a residential dwelling in Heron Bay?
The existing facility is quite stark at this time, and there's no doubt about that. Our goal is to make that that permanent building will be a residential building similar to the ones that in the Heron Bay subdivision. The units there are say fairly modest homes, approximately as shown there. It'll be landscaped and try to provide landscaping similar to the other residences. There are the two outside two outside units, the emergency generator and the pressure tank. Those would also be landscaped. I think there's a proposed condition, and we agree to provide all our landscaping to the Regional Planning Commission for their review and approval.
The artesian well systems and water resources are regulated by DNREC?
DNREC issues the well permits and handles water allocation to make sure that the amount of water that we're allowed to withdraw from wells is in keeping and in balance with the natural water supply, so that we don't dry anything up or cause any problems that way. Department of Public Health is in charge of all our water systems from a mechanical and water treatment, water quality issue. And then the Public Service Commission also regulates us in terms of our rates and service capabilities.
And for the proposed site at Heron Bay, you have all the necessary certifications, licenses, and permits to operate this as a regional facility, except for the conditional use. Is that correct?
Yes.
If you would, please, I draw your attention to number 9, the tab number 9 in the book. And are these the subdivisions or areas in which you propose to serve with this particular water project?
Yes, these are CPCNs that are currently issued to Artesian that are in this area and would be provided service from this regional system.
And each of these are shown in the color map that precedes at Exhibit 8.
Yes, these are also shown in blue on the map, as are some other smaller. Those are the larger primary projects. We also have some smaller in it. Smaller projects and individual properties who have signed on and will be provided water when water is provided through those areas.
Thank you. Gentlemen, that would conclude my interrogation of Mr. Carbaugh. I'd like to report or at least state for the benefit of the record that under Section 115-22 of the Sussex County Zoning Code, there is a provision for the regionalization of public utilities, buildings, treatment plants, disposal sites, and what have you, and that this particular application is consistent with the findings of fact you would normally make for any conditional use because this is of a public or semi-public use. Within the context of your comprehensive plan, this particular site is in a low-density area, and under the state strategies map for spending, this is a level 4 which refers to water and wastewater and the needs of rural communities to be addressed comprehensively. Obviously, we're not asking the state of Delaware to spend any money on this. Artesian is in this as a business and will expend its own capital. With these things in mind, I will make Mr. Carbaugh and myself available for any questions you may have of us.
Questions, Mr. Cole?
Nope.
Mr. Phillips?
Nope.
Mr. Rogers?
Nope.
I had one.
Mr. Griffin.
On the landscape, how will that be determined? Will it be a design that someone does, or?
Yes, there would be, under the proposed condition, there would be a landscaping plan prepared, submitted to, submitted to Regional Planning Commission for their review and approval. We would be doing landscaping anyway. This just formalizes it that we put it down in a plan and get it approved
first. Do you do that in-house, or do you get a landscape design professional to do that?
I think we have done them in-house, but I think for submittal in this fashion, I think we would need to use a professional landscape architect to submit that.
Any other questions?
No other questions? Close. Read the title, Mr. Griffin.
Well, we need to ask the public.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did. Mr. Gobbin might have some comment back there.
Is there anyone here who wishes to be heard regarding this particular application?
Come forward, Mr. Gobbin. You got some comment?
Let the record show that no one asked to be recognized. We'll close the public hearing. It's a pleasure, gentlemen.
Close it and read the title, please.
Okay. Title is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a regional water utility facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.49 acres more or less.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips, to approve CU 1756, and I presume, gentlemen, you wanted to do with the five conditions?
Yes.
With the five conditions, and that's it. Mr. Cole.
Yes, it benefits the county.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, with the conditions, motion is carried. Mr. Lang.
The second item, gentlemen, is conditional use number 1757. It's the application of Artesian Water Company Incorporated to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a regional water utility facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 52 hundredths of an acre more or less, lying southeast of Shoreline Drive across from Longshore Drive within Stonewater Creek subdivision, which is east of Route 5. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on July 26th of 2007. The commission was provided with an exhibit booklet. Including the same and similar information I just read in reference to conditional use 1756. Brian Carbaugh of Artesian Water Company Incorporated was present with Dennis Schrader, attorney, and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1757 for Artesian Water Company Incorporated based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, this project benefits the health, safety, and welfare of the residents in the area and will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Two, Artesian Water Company Incorporated has been issued a certificate of public convenience and necessity to serve the area by the Public Service Commission. Three, this application is the expansion of a pre-existing approved use and will provide a water distribution system that will serve the existing and future communities of the applicant's certificated areas. Four, this approval is subject to the following conditions. One, there shall not be any elevated water towers constructed on the site. Two, landscaping will or shall be provided on the site. The landscaping shall be shown on the final site plan. Three, all structures shall have a residential appearance. Four, all improvements for water distribution, including wells, treatment facilities, and storage facilities, shall be maintained in accordance with the requirements of the Delaware Department of Health or any other governmental agency with jurisdiction over the use of the site or any modification thereto. And five, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The motion is second, carried with 3 votes to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the condition stated. That motion carried 3-0. Mr. Wheatley was absent for the vote. I have two additional comments. First one being a memorandum from the Sussex Conservation District from Debbie Absher, District Coordinator, and dated August 7th of 2007. Making reference to this application, making reference to the soil types, that the applicants would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, that may not be necessary for any off-site or on-site drainage improvements. And secondly, from the County Engineering Department, Planning and Permits Division, dated August 13th of 2007. We are advised that this site is also located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that the County Engineering Department has no objection to the water utility facility proposed for the designated utility parcel in the Stonewater Creek subdivision. And that was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Griffin. My name is Dennis Schrader. I'm attorney of record for Artesian Water Company and it's conditional use number 1757. This application will look familiar to you because it will almost appear identically like the preceding application.
You get paid for both of these separately?
Trying to give them the old two for one, Mr. Cole. Do you think that would be fair?
Least you could do.
Thank you. It would help with public
just
utility.
Just looking out for your client.
Thank you. Your concern is appreciated. This site is located in Stonewater Creek, a previously existing subdivision, and this water facility also previously existed and was approved as a part of the subdivision. I draw your attention to tab number 7, if you will, please. And this is a picture of the existing facility as it is located in Stonewater Creek. Tab 8 of this particular booklet contains also the subdivisions which are proposed to be served as a part of the looping that was referred to by Mr. Carball in the preceding application. And of course, there is also a list of those areas which are certificated and illustrated in this map. As you are aware, the conditional use application is required by the Sussex County Zoning Code for the service of any property outside the approved subdivision, and for that reason, the conditional use application was made. With your permission, Mr. Griffin, I will call Mr. Carball to the stand, identify him, and ask him a few questions. If you would please, Mr. Carball, will you identify yourself for the record?
My name is Brian Carball. I'm Director of Engineering Design for Artesian Water Company, 664 Churchman's Road, Newark, Delaware.
And you are a professional engineer employed by that company?
Yes, I am.
And you have participated in the design of this particular regional water facility in this application?
Yes, I have.
First things first, can you describe for me, if you will, please, briefly, the proposed or the current use of this property in Stonewater Creek?
This is an existing community with an existing water treatment facility. There are really no proposed changes to the facility other than to interconnect the piping that is served by this facility into our regional system, which requires conditional use.
Do I correctly understand that there will be no new construction on this particular site?
No new construction is planned.
And I assume also there will be no elevated water towers on this site?
No elevated water towers. No.
Is there any water storage tank outside the structure that's portrayed in Exhibit 8?
No, there is not. In this particular case, the water storage is located within the building.
Now, what is the estimated storage and flow from this particular site?
This particular facility has a 400-gallon per minute capacity. That combined with the Heron Bay gives us a 1,400-gallon per minute capacity over the region served. These two, if you look at the map, serve as the two poles of an interconnected facility at this point.
And by way of comparison with the Heron Bay facility, this treatment plant is different, is that correct?
Here we do have a water quality issue which we address, which is nitrates. Nitrates are common in the groundwater in Sussex County and did occur on this particular site. So we use a treatment system for ion exchange that removes the nitrates from the water prior to discharge or utilization.
Does
Are there any chemicals stored on site with this particular project?
Again, there are. There is sodium hypochlorite used for disinfection. There is some pH control, either lime or caustic, used for pH control. There is some polyphosphate used to tie up any remnants of iron, and there's salt that's used as part of the backwash for the ion exchange system.
Insofar as this particular site is concerned, it is regulated by the Office of Drinking Water, DNREC, and by Department of Health. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And has Artesian received all of the necessary permits and licenses and certifications required in order to use this site as a regional facility?
Yes, we have.
And the certificates of public convenience and necessity are listed in the manual at Exhibit 9, I believe. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, these are essentially the same CPCNs as part of the regional system that was discussed previously.
One question for you that I didn't ask for in the earlier application, that is, I'd like for you to describe for the benefit of the council what benefit the public receives from looping this particular system.
The interconnection of water systems provides redundancy. Should there be a problem with one water supply system, the other water supply system can help to cover that. These are mechanical systems, and although we build them and operate them for the highest degree of mechanical integrity, there are possibilities of some kind of problem. So we're best, and we prefer to have multiple sources in a particular system to ensure redundancy and reliability.
And that not only applies to drinking water, does that also apply to fire protection?
Yes, fire protection as well. All of our water supply systems provide not only drinking water, but fire flow for fire suppression, fire needs, and the redundancy and reliability of that is critical, of course.
Thank you, Mr. Carball. As before, I would ask that the record of the commission be made a part of the record of these proceedings, including the exhibit books that we have presented. I would point out, as I did earlier, that conditional use is required by Section 115-22 of the Zoning Code, which provides for the regionalization of public utilities. In this case, I think that the record reflects that there is a public benefit to be derived from this regionalization and that the proposed use that we seek is a public or semi-public use that is desirable for the convenience of the citizens of Sussex County in that particular region. Gentlemen, I will make Mr. Carball and myself available for any questions that you may have concerning this particular project.
Any questions for either one of them?
Is there any member of the public here tonight who would like to be heard concerning this application? Let the record show that no one else asked to be identified.
And
it's a pleasure, gentlemen.
Close the title and close the...
We'll close the
close
record.
Close the hearing and read the title.
And the title is, let's see, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a regional water utility facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.52 acres.
So moved. Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Phillips, to approve CU-1757 with the five conditions. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Additional business? Need a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I have a motion, second,
yep,
to adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Yeah.
Opposed, so carried.